Valley Szymanski, ovarian cancer symptom awareness. It's good to talk to you. How are you?
Hi, Steve. It's great to talk to you, too. Doing well. How about you?
I'm okay. Thank you. Happy Labor Day to you. And what we've learned through you is that among the unusual jobs that dogs can do, and there are many of those, one of those jobs is to sniff out cancer, ovarian cancer, quite successfully. How did this all come about?
Well, we were co-founded in 2010, and our organization had a human-animal bond, and it evolved into a strong partnership with the veterinary community that led us to Dr. Cindy Otto at Penn Vet Working Dog Center, and she has an ovarian cancer dog sniffing team, detecting the odorants in ovarian cancer. The dogs are 99% accurate, and they're taking that data, and they're sharing it with Monell Chemical Company, who will create an electronic nose that will be able to detect ovarian cancer in a simple blood test.
Wow.
And for the past 8 or 9 years, we have sponsored a veterinary student intern in memory of Caitlin Klepich, Dr. Kurt Klepich's niece. And we had a wonderful intern this summer by the name of Bridget Ringenwald. And she spent the summer with Dr. Otto and the team. And they took a little bit of a different tact this year. And they wanted to identify Dr. Otto has worked with highly trained medical detection dogs. But they wanted to look and see what your everyday pet might do and what kind of sniffing abilities that they had. So our interns spent the summer working on that and came up with some really interesting data that they're compiling right now. But what they wanted to do was determine whether pet dogs could do what the highly trained dogs could do, and if it depended on the kind of breed, and also a certain personality. So Bridget has spent the summer, and they started out actually, Steve, with testing, you know, they canvassed owners who wanted to participate in the study, and they started out by testing the dogs. The initial first stage of the study was to invite pet dogs that already had shown a skill in odor detection, and they used one of their training odors. It's a synthetic chemical developed by Florida International University. It's called Universal Detection Compound. And what the pet dogs who participated in the class that was held and the ones that were chosen for the study were top performers. They knew that their noses worked and that they could perform the necessary behaviors to do the cancer screening. So that's, you know, that for us, it's really interesting because it extends the medical detection population of dogs who can sniff out the odorants in ovarian cancer and gets us closer to that early diagnostic tool.
Well, I know that anecdotally there are many, many reports of dogs detecting cancers, dogs detecting diabetes, and all sorts of, certainly if you're pregnant, it sometimes isn't your obstetrician, but rather the dog that tells you first. I mean, anecdotally, we've known this for years now. To my knowledge, this is the first time this has actually been studied. What were the results?
Well, they're still working on the results. The process was to introduce the pet dogs to the odor of ovarian cancer and evaluate whether they could tell the difference between the blood plasma samples from patients with ovarian cancer versus those dogs without. The results were some dogs were great, some dogs were not. And what the team at the end, and there were about 11 dogs that they looked at, and what they hypothesized was that it was a function of the personality of the dog and their relationship with their owners on how well they performed, which is really pretty interesting. So they also conducted a behavioral personality test called the Impossible Box. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am not. I've tried to get up this morning out of that box that I call the bathroom, but I'm thinking you're not talking about that.
No. But it evaluates how persistent the dog is and how much they rely on their owner to fix things that are challenging for them. So that was an interesting component. And what the team has asked the owners to they've asked the owners to complete surveys about their dog's behavior and their relationship with them. So they're compiling all of that data right now, and the information that they're compiling will be, you know, really valuable in identifying the future dogs who might have the capability to sniff out ovarian cancer and other hard-to-detect cancers.
All right, let me back up a little bit here. This is fascinating, but I want to back up. And if Dr. Otto is correct, and so far it seems that she most certainly is, and dogs in a specific setting can be trained to detect cancers, what I believe you're saying is that ovarian cancer, difficult to detect now because there is no screening test, and
yes,
by the time
right
that women identify symptoms, often it's stage 3 or stage 4, and it may be, frankly, a bit too late. You try, but a lot
right
of people simply don't survive at that point. Survivability would be much higher if it were much early on and if there were a blood
yes
test. And
yeah,
what
absolutely
you're telling me, I think, is that because of the work the dogs are doing, a blood test can soon be created, not only for ovarian cancer, but using the same technology for other hard-to-detect cancers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Dr. Otto was conducting random tests using the plasma and blood samples of pancreatic cancer. She performed that this, you know, earlier this year, and the dogs, again, were 99% accurate. And also, she did a lot of COVID-19 testing with dogs, and mm-hmm and their capabilities were amazing. So, yeah, the more testing that's done, the sooner we can get to that diagnostic tool. And I think to add the component, because you do, you're right, you hear so much about, you know, dogs sniffing out, you know, breast cancer, or, you know, our very own Susan Roman, her dog Bacchus laid on her stomach, and we think that he, you know, sensed something different, and certainly he did, because he'd never done that before. And then not long after that, Susan was diagnosed with stage 3 ovarian cancer. So it's sort of like a full circle, sort of encompassing those dogs and cats and some horses that can identify odorants that are not normal to get to a diagnostic tool more quickly. And I think the work that she's doing and we're so supportive of is just groundbreaking.
Are you looking for further support?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I knew you'd say that.
Well, what we're doing, and we've asked Dr. Otto, and she and Bridget, our Oxygen intern, are putting together a video, and we will be showing that video in Hayward, Wisconsin, during a film screening by a Chicago filmmaker by the name of Lucia Morrow, who will be here showing her film 1 year later. And she is a 3-time ovarian cancer survivor.
Wow.
And we'll be doing that on September 23rd. It's a wonderful, uplifting film. And she'll introduce the film. It's an hour film. We'll have a little Q&A after that. But then we're going to show the video from Dr. Otto and Bridget. You know, so it's all about hope and, you know, an early diagnostic tool. So we're pretty excited about this opportunity.
Well, you'll tell me, I hope, when the video from Dr. Otto is made available, or maybe the film
yes,
you're talking
yes
about is put on YouTube for everyone to see. I mean, no offense, Hayward, Wisconsin is not the center of the world, and people may not be able to get there. So for people who may not be able to get there, are there other ways that you envision people watching these?
Well, and actually, Lucia Morrow has her own not-for-profit In My Brother's Shoes, and her films are available on her website. And we will be, you know, and you can seek out that information. But most certainly the Dr. Otto video, too, will be available once we show that. You know, they're still working on it right now.
Sure.
Once they show that at our event. So, yeah, we want to share, you know, this information because her film and then what Dr. Otto's doing is just such a positive approach to a challenging disease.
Yes or no? Amazing what dogs can do?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I think so too. OvarianCancerSymptomAwareness.org to learn more. Valerie Szymanski, thank you so much.